USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep going up. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up another penny from Monday to $3.37 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in nearly 2 months. The lowest statewide average is in Mississippi at $3.02 a gallon. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is set to speak on the phone with his Russian counterpart today about the tensions over Ukraine. Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are expected to discuss the buildup of tens of thousands of Russian troops on the Ukraine border and concerns over an invasion. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on his Instagram he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. The seven-time Super Bowl champion set to turn 45 just before next season begins. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
President Biden welcoming the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to the White House on Tuesday.
The president and committee leaders plan to discuss who will fill the shoes of Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in June. President Biden promised on the campaign trail to nominate a black woman to the high court. However, identity politics is not resonating with most Americans. According to a recent ABC News poll, 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees to replace the outgoing justice. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Winter storm watches are out for parts of the country that are home to more than 35 million Americans. An icy, snowy mix will hammer large parts of the country starting Tuesday into Friday. The storm's path includes Denver, St. Louis, Chicago, and Detroit. Some of those same areas also bracing for temperatures to drop 20 to 30 degrees into Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lockdowns in the United States and Europe had little or no impact on reducing deaths from COVID-19, according to a new analysis done by researchers at Johns Hopkins University. The lockdowns during the early phase of the pandemic in 2020 reduced COVID-19 mortality by 0.2%, said the broad review of multiple scientific studies. But the research paper said lockdowns did have a devastating effect on the economy and contributed to numerous social ills. This as Democratic mayor from Denver, Michael Hancock, says he will be ending their city's mask and vaccine mandate for businesses. He explains why on CNN.
You know, it's time for us to begin to manage the sustained presence of this virus in, amongst us. But the people of Denver have done such a good job in doing what's been asked of them. Get vaccinated, get boosted, and begin to practice the kind of behavior knowing that this virus is going to be with us. We are now 78% vaccinated, 40% and growing in terms of people being boosted. And we also have a natural immunity from, of course, unfortunately, Omicron being around us. The numbers telling us, and the science is telling us, it's okay to drop the mask, but make sure you're managing the situation going forward.
When you say, as part of your announcement, you also say we have to learn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.